Today, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development and the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, the Agricultural Outlook for 2015 to 2024. The collaborative report between these two international organizations takes a look at prospects for different aspects of global production over the next decade. How will crops fare? What might we expect in terms of price fluctuations? Which countries are poised to be more important exporters and importers of our staple foods? Also included in the outlook is a special feature on Brazil, which has seen a surge in agricultural growth, making Brazil a standout country for experts monitoring our global food systems. To provide a bit more insight into the latest outlook and analysis, Boubacar Benbelhassan is the director of FAO's Trade and Markets Division. Mr. Benbelhassan, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for your invitation.
So first off, what are the main messages coming from this latest outlook?
Yes, this is the 11th actually edition of the Outlook report, which produced jointly with the OECD, as you said. It involves expertise and knowledge of many collaborating countries, so it is more than a report of FAO and the OECD. Turning now to your question, markets are returning to more normal conditions after a period of high and volatile prices. Prices in real terms of agricultural products are projected to decrease over the next decade due to a combination of factors. Production is expected to grow faster than demand, which is being affected by the overall global economic conditions. Also, lower oil prices are contributing to this trend. The second point I would like to make is that while prices we expect them to decline, they would remain at a higher level than in the years preceding the first food price spike in 2007-2008. This should not be an excuse for contentment. Shocks due to macroeconomic condition or weather aggravated by climate change could disrupt markets. In fact, our analysis in the report shows that there is a good probability of another severe shock within the next 10 years. The last message I would like to highlight is that we see positive improvements in the nutrition situation in developing countries. There is a good chance that in the next decade, these countries will close the gap in caloric intakes with developed countries. This is very good news. However, other forms of malnutrition remain and need to be tackled, like overweight, obesity, and diet-related diseases.
The report also points to the growing role of a relatively small group of countries in supplying global markets with key commodities. What are your observations there?
Well, here let me make 2 points, actually. True, exports of agricultural commodities are projected to become concentrated in a fewer countries, while at the same time, imports are becoming more dispersed over a larger number of countries. The increasing share of few countries in supplying for some key commodities could increase market risks. On the second, I would like to add that significant changes, in fact, in trade have taken place over the last decade or so. A number of developing countries have significantly boosted their exports, and this trend is expected to continue in the future. In fact, much of the growth in global exports is attributed to developing countries, and much of this is going to other developing countries, resulting in increased South-South trade. Here, it is extremely important to boost agricultural investment in these countries to strengthen the resilience of their production systems and minimize disruption to world markets.
You mentioned this a little bit, but are there real risks of food price spikes in the coming decade?
Well, agriculture markets are volatile by nature, in fact, and this will continue to be the case in the future. The risk analysis conducted in this report indicates that the likelihood of price reaching the level seen in 2007, 2008, or in 2012 is relatively low. Still, this does not rule out the possibility of prices going significantly outside this. On the upside, though, I think if another shock happens, the world is now better prepared to deal with it. We have learned from the past.
The report highlights some interesting elements about major food commodities, but I'd like to focus a bit more on the special section on Brazil. Brazil plays a really important role in global food production and trade. So what were your conclusions in that study?
Actually, our conclusion about the chapter on Brazil or the section on Brazil is very positive. We see very positive prospect for the Brazilian agriculture. We see that both domestic and international markets are projected to grow with a shift in demand towards products in which Brazil actually has a competitive edge. We also see that Brazil has gone through a very successful experience in the last 12 years, succeeding in lifting millions of people out of hunger and poverty. It is a process that started with the Zero Hunger program and is now continuing with the Brazil Without Extreme Poverty plan. On the environmental side, also a number of initiatives that have been taken by Brazil are expected to alleviate the pressure on the natural resources. The report shows that the country's agricultural growth can definitely be achieved on a sustainable manner. And last but not least, I think we have a lot to learn from Brazil and its agricultural sector, and I would really encourage people to read the report.
Mr. Ben Belhassen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.